Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 3rd of September of the year 2020. Celebrations today include Skyscraper Day. That's a real festival to celebrate the building of buildings that are very tall. Celebrate this day by watching Die Hard, or Die Hard 1, obviously, or that newish Dwayne The Rock Johnson one, which is called Skyscraper and is pretty ridiculous, but at least has a sense of how dumb it is. I remember it as having some quite good South African baddies. I love a South African baddie, but I can't recommend it because I saw it on a plane, and you should never recommend anything you saw on a plane or after a breakup. Your judgment's off. Your guest on the podcast today owns both skyscrapers and planes. Josh Gondelman, tech billionaire and entrepreneur, self-made man, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, and I pledge, as always, to keep my skyscraper endeavors and my plane endeavors separate.
Your top story today is a candidate update on the current political situation, but first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, the sinister and mysterious octopus people of New Zealand have celebrated the return of their home-brewed octo boy band, Octorection, from their socially distanced global cruise ship tour. With their mesmerizingly choreographed dance moves, pyrotechnics, water techniques, and the soulful adolescent gazes that shoot from what we can only assume are their eyes, they have truly set a new standard for pop sensation. Whether those sensations are good, bad, or the precursor to a rash is yet to be determined. Are you an Octorection fan, Josh Gondelman?
I love it. I love all of their songs. I think if there's one thing that we could have done to improve on the band One Direction, right, to kind of optimize them, 7 more directions. Why didn't they try that when they were humans? They were leaving money on the table.
I think their rhyme schemes are truly innovative. The way they rhyme human girl with human girl, that's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And tentacle with tentacle.
I think, you know, there's a beautiful simplicity in that. Like, I think the same thing can also be different, which is why when I was taken to court for my Facebook competitor countenance book, I said, look, a thing can be the same and also different. And I think I was victorious.
You think?
Well, the litigation is still pending.
Meanwhile, the for-profit prison colony on Mars reports a throbbing message out on all their hijacked and hostile walkie-talkie channels in a language unknown to man. The top translators in the prison fraud and forgery unit have been set to decoding the message and tracing its unknown source. So good luck to the boys out there on Mars. Josh Gondelman, I know you have a vested interest in the for-profit prison colony on Mars. Does this mysterious throbbing message bother you at all?
Well, look, I'm for all messages, right? I just want to create an open network of communication. And you know I'm for throbbing, both recreationally and professionally. And so this seems like something that would worry me, but I just want to see how it proceeds, and maybe it's something I can integrate into my future business plan, and maybe it could even make my prison stronger, more impenetrable, and more profitable.
And certainly that experimental attitude to your prison subjects has led to a large number of UN reprimands being sent to your volcano office.
You know, as my mentor Mark Zuckerberg often said, and my protege Elon Musk often said, if the UN isn't reprimanding you, you ain't really trying.
Well, that's all the time we have for the news stories that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. It's time for your ad section now, because it's always time for an ad section somewhere. And a new novel is out by self-published romance maven and online bestseller, Dancy Lagarde. A Seal's Honor is the fourth in the Homebrewed series of romantic comedies with a supernatural twist. He's a Navy SEAL. She's a veterinary assistant at SeaWorld. She should know how to handle seals, but he's way more complicated than a real seal. He's a muscular man with dreamy eyes and complex PTSD. Max has returned to his little hometown after lots of being in the army to look after his best friend's little sister. He's supposed to protect her, not fall in love with her. Only she isn't his best friend's annoying little sister anymore. She's all grown up and wearing neoprene. Tiffany's perfectly happy working at SeaWorld, concealing the fact that she is half veterinary assistant, half Selkie. But she needs a date to the annual SeaWorld convention, and Max is right there. But every guy knows you don't hit on your best friend's little sister, no matter how strong the attraction, even when you've agreed to pose as her boyfriend at a SeaWorld event and there are metaphorical sharks circling and also literally sharks. So when he's infected by the bite of a jealous were-merman whose hopeless unrequited passion for Tiffany has driven him mad, Tiffany and Max are drawn into the mafia currents of an underwater underworld, and their fake relationship starts to feel real. They're caught in a sexy paradox. They have to convince the villains of the deep that their passion is real, or they'll be sleeping with the fishes, ... forever. How do you keep your seal pinky promise when a sexy seal lady / seal trainer has your whole heart and you're turning into a merman at the most inconveniently moist moments? Find out in A Seal's Honor, available now at all aquarium gift shops.
I love the idea of a sexy paradox, which is why I have dabbled in adult entertainment, which is true. We have Josh Gondelman Corporation has come up with an adult entertainment site while people are kind of alienated and lonely during this period in history. And it is a sexy paradox. It's called Schrodinger's Boobs. And it is a video site where a woman, you go to it, and a woman both is and is not topless.
I like the sexy paradox of will they, won't they, and they will and they won't, but both at the same time in a box.
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of a theoretical version of Ross and Rachel in parallel dimensions.
If you have a curly dog or frizzy hair, sometimes you wake up a mess. While curly hair experts recommend not overwashing your hair, you don't necessarily want to start from scratch with a full shower. Instead, take your incoherent curls and a light gel or mousse alongside half a glass of water and run your damp hands gently over the frizz. This advice brought to you by the Curl Captains and half a glass of water.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, candidate update. Josh Gondelman, you're a candidate for something. What's happening in the world of candidates right now?
Yeah. As a billionaire, you never really have to be a candidate, which Howard Schultz and Tom Steyer learned, right? It's kind of easier when you have billions of dollars already to influence politics without ever becoming an elected official. You just kind of throw your money at the problem. So it saves a lot of time, a lot of energy. Candidate is just a waste of time. It's kind of for pores. that's what I say. But I have been keeping a lot of a strong eye on this presidential campaign. A strong eye is the robot surveillance system I have to compete with Palantir. But what I really think is happening here is after the Democratic National Convention, right, where John Kasich and Colin Powell were invited to speak, Bob the Sentient Trash Island and Dwayne the Rock Johnson, his running mate, realized that like they don't, their path to victory they consider is not through the American left but through the American center. So they've come up with kind of a couple really dynamic ideas that they think can really capture the center. Number one, Dwayne the Rock Johnson is considering lifting Bob the Sentient Trash Island up and rolling him down the center of America, just crushing whatever is in his path as kind of just a crushing physical centrism that I think would really be something that America would get behind or underneath. And then they've also considered just fully merging with the Republican Party. That way they don't have to worry about getting their difficult legislation passed and they win all the time because they're merged and created one unified party. So that's kind of what they're doing. They've also, unfortunately for my purposes, resisted taking PAC money, right? They're not taking political donations. So in what I call a staggering loophole, I and some other tech billionaires have been, you know how Bob was animated by nanobots that I had a hand in creating?
Yes,
well, we've been working on 1 billionth scale nanobots or bananobots to go inside the original nanobots and manipulate them from within to achieve our political ends.
I mean, that sounds both sinister and unfortunately likely to work, Josh Gondelman. I'd tell you I disapproved, but I'm worried you'd take your revenge.
I have so many drones. And they are not bounded by military law. My drones do whatever. Do they deliver packages? Yeah. Do they cloud a person's lungs from the inside? Yeah, they're very small.
That's all the time we have today, and we don't have time for your letters to the editor. Well, we do have time, but they're all real stupid.
Step your letter game up, people.
Yeah, yeah. Get better at the epistolatory arts. It's a lost form. 14 pages, handwritten, double-crossed, in ink, delivered by a bird. That's what I need.
Support your local bird post office, your local electronic post office.
Yeah, get back to the good old days. As I used to say, you know, getting a love letter by text just isn't the same because you can't smell a text, you can't kiss a text, you can't slowly eat a text while staring into the eyes of your beloved.
No, and much less satisfying and more damaging to like throw your phone into a fire after a painful breakup.
It still smells like her.
Just it's exploding, shooting particles at you and glass shards.
Well, thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. I hope you're enjoying this podcast, and if you are, tell your goddamn friends. That's the point of you. Expand yourselves like a fungus in the dark. Your guest today on the podcast was Professor Josh Gondelman. Josh, have you got anything to plug?
I do. I have my own podcast in a different dimension called Make My Day. It's a comedy game show with one contestant each week who's guaranteed to win.
Now, this is something I've always wondered about you, Josh. Are you a professor or are you just wearing glasses?
That's for me to know and me to know.
The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. If you enjoyed Josh Gondelman on the show today, you can go back in time and listen to his previous episodes, including episode 238 and episode 241. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. You can also sign up on Patreon if you sign up at the $5 level, you get access to all of my filmed specials. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producer is Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.